Episode 17 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. A American neuroscientist, Paul Bach-Urita, once looked at the fact that all sensory signals become nerve pulses within the brain and wondered what would happen if you used one sense in place of another. He coined the term, or is thought to have coined the term, sensory substitution. He was specifically interested in blind individuals, and he thought since the back of the eye is merely an array of cells that respond to light, perhaps if you artificially changed light signals into tactile signals, signals that could be felt, the skin could act in lieu of the retina. I have a YouTube video and a article from, oh, I forget where from. You can find it by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. In 1969, he took an old dentist chair, a camera, and a number of little vibrating pins that he placed in the back of the chair, and had visually impaired and blind volunteers sit in the chair and control the camera with little cranks. The image was turned into vibrations they could feel on their back. They were able to read some text, catch a ball that was rolling off the table, and recognize some photos of individuals. Unfortunately, your back cannot discriminate with the sense of touch anywhere near as well as, say, your feet or your hands. And generally speaking, your hands and feet are busy, have other important things to feel. So he and his team developed a tongue stimulator. They went from vibrations to electrical stimulations. It's described as seeing things with funny little bubbles floating across the tongue. The modern device is called the BrainPort. I have a link to the company that produces that device. And in an earlier incarnation, it was actually a retainer. Disadvantage being, anyone who was using it couldn't talk. A later incarnation, it's described as sort of a lollipop, where at least you can pull it out of your mouth if you need to talk to people. And this is a wonderful, wonderful device, although I do have a couple of concerns, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Catch you next time.